USA Radio News.
President Trump made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday. The president visited the cemetery during an annual event in which Christmas wreaths are laid to honor the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. For now, Obamacare is the lay of the land, although the future is a bit murky regarding the Affordable Care Act, as a federal judge in Texas ruled that the law is unconstitutional. As far as when we could expect any changes, Jesse Weber is a health attorney. He joined CBS this morning.
I would say everybody in 2019 is probably okay,
yeah,
because the appeals process takes some time. Yes, they can try to fast-track it through the appeals court and then try to fast-track it through the Supreme Court because it's such a big issue. But I've tried this. I've seen this happen before. I'd be more concerned for people who are trying to think about in the future what they're going to do.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving by the end of this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
A federal agency is taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule, but the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense.
Iowa Democrats are making 76-year-old former Vice President Joe Biden the early favorite for their party's nominee for president in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If a spending bill is not agreed to by the House and Senate and signed by President Trump by next Friday, the government will partially shut down. Something that still has everyone talking is a meeting that was held between President Trump and top Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi at the White House. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News it was actually good to see President Trump sticking to his guns and keeping the TV cameras on.
The American people have for a long time been frustrated with Washington, frustrated that too many elected officials don't follow through on their promises. And they want us to do what we said we would do. You know, I watched that whole exchange with the president, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. And I think the president was terrific that he was standing up and saying, we're going to keep our promise. We're going to secure the border. We're going to build the wall. And I'll tell you, one of the surest indications of how unhappy the Democrats were in that exchange is over and over again, Nancy Pelosi says, can we turn the TV cameras off? We're not supposed to be doing this publicly.
Right.
You can tell they're on the losing end of the argument when she's scared that cameras are showing that she and the Democrats are for open borders and the president is fighting to do what the American people want, which is secure the border, build the wall, and keep our country safe.
And the College Bowl season kicked off on Saturday with North Carolina A&T defeating Alcorn State. And in the Las Vegas Bowl, it was Fresno State beating Arizona State. Meanwhile, in NFL action, it was the Houston Texans beating the New York Jets. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.